Welcome to Explain the Prophetic, where each week I give you a prophetic perspective, and we sometimes have interviews, and we're looking together for how hearing God's voice can change not only our lives, but the world around us. You can hear God, and as you build that connection, your whole life will change. Remember to follow me at social media, at Sean Bowles, or subscribe to this podcast. I'm so glad you're here at Exploring the Prophetic Podcast, our brand new podcast. You can find anywhere podcasts are listened to or viewed, and you can also watch it on YouTube, and that's where I'm making this right now. I'm so excited about our topic today because our prophetic videos have been on a series of, I think, things that have kind of built into each other, and your feedback's been amazing. And today we're going to be talking about how even in this Christmas season, and you might be listening to this in January, it doesn't matter, that over the next couple of years, there's going to be some of the biggest promises and purposes of God birth in the world around us, just like Jesus was born for us to become all we're called to be in God and his original plan, his original design, that Jesus, our Messiah, was born. Well, he's also still birthing in you today. He's still birthing promises and purposes in you. And I believe that in this season that we're in right now, that it's good to just take a moment and think, what am I pregnant with in the spirit? What has God put inside of me? Yes, men can be pregnant. Women can be pregnant in the spirit, not in the natural. And the natural, men cannot be pregnant. I do not believe that. But in the spirit, they can. And there's so many things that God puts inside of you. And I use that terminology, and the Bible uses that terminology, pregnancy, because you're stewarding something that's precious, not just like, doing something for God, but you're carrying something for God with his nature, his compassion, his intention. And so birthing is a very special term in the context of that. And I remember the first time that I really felt like pregnant with something from God. And it was back in the early 90s. I was very ministry focused. I had left kind of the California culture behind and was going to go into ministry the rest of my life. And I thought it was going to be very traditional type of ministry. And during that time, I had this series of dreams. And one of them was so profound. And in the dream, I was with my sister actually on a physical trip to go to Disney World. Actually, I was working a little bit in the video game industry while I was doing ministry. And so during that trip, we went and stayed with these intercessors in Atlanta, Georgia, and an intercessor group that had prayed at that point for 18 or 20 years together every week. And they were, I'm sure they're still praying today. I've lost touch with them since then, but the amazing group of women in Atlanta. And I was so impacted by staying at their brand new house. I had just gotten to this house that year. And so I was the first one staying in the basement bedroom that they had there. And I had this dream. And in the dream, I saw the globe. And then it like zoomed in and I saw California. It zoomed in and I saw Hollywood and it zoomed in. And I went through a doorway in Hollywood and I could reach anywhere in the world. And the Spirit of God told me, I'm putting something in your heart, in your spirit about what I'm going to do in the entertainment industry and through popular culture, because in the next great move, the great revival that I bring that's coming in your lifetime, I'm going to use the entertainment industry. I'm going to use culture to touch the ends of the earth. And so I'm going to have you move to LA for a season as part of this. And I just was shocked because in my brain and my spirit, I would never move to LA. I would never. In the dream, it was such a wild dream because I was processing while I was in the dream kind of night vision state. And so I wake up and my sister had a similar experience about Hollywood and entertainment industry in the same night. And she came in to see if I was awake because she wanted me to talk to her about it. And I was just wide awake going, I just had a dream. And she's like, I just had kind of an experience too. And we just knew God was going to do something. And from that point on, I felt like I was pregnant with the DNA of God over the entertainment industry and over what he's going to do. I felt something was going to come forth for revival, but also, and I could feel it for individual people's careers. I would meet with people and I could feel the sense of like that tug in my spirit that I felt from having that dream, that they were part of something that was bigger than them. And many of you can relate to that, maybe not about the entertainment industry or about that, but you can relate to the fact that God put something so deep inside of you that it's like Elizabeth when Jesus was in Mary's womb and she walks up to her cousin Elizabeth and Elizabeth's baby kicks inside of her. So you have John the Baptist responding to Jesus inside of the womb. So from womb to womb, there's a response. Some of you feel like there's something inside of you that is kicking right now because you're hearing my story. Or some of you feel when you're around something that is God, that something that is so alive inside of you, but it hasn't come forward yet. It's not some of the greater purposes of your life that you know are part of you, hasn't been birthed yet, but you can feel as though they're just as real. You know, that's why we're, as Christians, the majority of us are pro-life, because we know that that thing inside of us is so living. It's so real. It's not a thing. It's a he, it's a her. It's a child that has destiny and purpose and life and love. And I feel like sometimes our purposes in God, they need to feel that real to us as well. And I think that some of us never see it that way, but when we're celebrating Christmas time, obviously we're celebrating that birth of Jesus. And it's so important because you know, when you talk about the birth of Jesus, there's a great birthing that happened because he was born for all of us. There's a great new birth. We became, you know, Jesus used the term, you're going to be born again. Well, as we get born again, as we get born for the purpose that God intended for us to live in, as we get brought into redemption, our purpose in life, our career choices, our relationships will be in, they all also get born again, or they also come to their full potential through his spirit and through his life in us. And so therefore, when we start to see in the prophetic, or we start to understand God's heart and hear his voice, we anticipate that he'll speak to us in ways over our career, over our relationships, over our finances, over our health. And in that, when he does speak to us, sometimes it takes a while from the time he speaks it before it comes forth, because there's a maturing or there's a process he brings us. He gives us promises so we can have something to look forward to while he brings us through a process to be able to dwell in those seasons of promise in a way that's healthy and right. If he gave you everything that you want right now, you may not live the healthiest life or the best life in the midst of it. But if he brings the character and the development you need to be sustained in that, then it's good to know in advance what he's going to do, because it helps you to have hope for when you're in that season to pay any price until you get there. Like, there's times that I didn't move to LA from the time I knew I was going to move there, I felt I had an LA promise and when I was 15. But then this was when I was about 20, 25 or so, 24, when I had this experience on the way to Orlando and this dream, and I didn't move there until 2006. So it was a good, you know, 8-year, 10-year period before I moved there. And I was going there every year at that point, just to kind of sow into that dream. I didn't have the direction to move there. It didn't feel like it made sense to move there, but I would so feel God for LA, and I would so feel God for entertainment industry both. And I just all year long, I would think about different ways I could pray into that. And I would get excited as different things, Christians were emerging in different roles in the industries, that they were having an imprint or making a mark, because I believe there's going to be a great renaissance through the entertainment industry that's going to bring an awakening, just like the great Renaissance period brought an awakening in arts and literature and science. We're going to see that again, but for the kingdom, you know, for the king, but it will be in mainstream places like science and like literature and like music and like AI and technology and these kinds of things. And God's birthing a purpose in you too. And I know some of you feel so pregnant. I know some of you feel like, you know, what is it going to look like? Well, I know that when a promise of God gets birthed, it gets birthed like Adam and Eve, where they were already mature. So when God brings forth something out of your life, if he's given you a promise for wealth, or if he's given you a promise for, you know, a relationship, like a marriage, if he's given you a promise for a business you're going to start, or a ministry you're going to plant, or whatever it is, usually he matures you to a point where when he brings forward that thing, when it's actually time for it, you've come of age to where you could do something profound with it. And so he doesn't just want to give you an embryonic purpose and say, here, I'm going to give you all these resources that you could do something that's so great, but you don't have the growth or the maturity for it. And so a lot of times that birthing or that pregnancy in the spirit is the development. It's the incubation chamber. It's the chrysalis. It's the, you know, you're metamorphosizing in that place. And I think some of us don't realize that there's so many people pregnant with the purpose and the plans of God, that there's about to be a great coming of age in all kinds of industries and all kinds of churches and ministries. There's a great coming of age in all kinds of ways. And we're seeing it, like I'm seeing it now in entertainment. We're watching incredible mainstream projects that are being helmed by Christians. Sometimes they're faith-based projects. Sometimes they're just mainstream projects. I mean, right now, Christmas time, you have the greatest Christmas pageant ever, you know, and it's done by Dallas and the Chosen guys, who just had this heart to do this. And it's winning the box office. It's this little sleeper hit that started in Thanksgiving, and it wasn't expected to be in theater still. And it's got incredible reviewer reception and incredible audience reception. And that's an amazing story. The fact that this group that created Chosen, one of the greatest TV series ever in history, helmed by these Christians who want to do an artistic representation of the Gospels, and then they make this Christmas movie in 2024 that blows up, that becomes a Christmas classic instantly. And it's just a beautiful story based on a little book that a lot of people cherish, you know. And I think we're watching something come of age. I remember when movies first started for Christians back in the 80s, and they were terrible. I can't even think of a good one from the 80s or 90s, maybe you can, but that were just so terrible and so awful, and the production values were low, and it was very like they were pandering to their audience and they were like missing the mark of being creative and all these things. And now we have movies where we're winning in the box office all the time. We're winning in series all the time. And there's a lot of new efforts in music that are happening that are amazing. And we're also going to see the rise up of Christians and video games and social networking and all these kinds of things. But we have to start somewhere. We have to start with the work of God inside of us. What happens when God deploys literally hundreds of thousands of people who've come of age in their spirit or who've had that development in their spirit at once? We're going to see the world change around us. And I believe that that's what God's getting us ready for coming to 2025. And, you know, when God brought our ministry into the media space after 20 years or more in like traditional ministry, you know, doing pastoring churches, speaking around the world, all these kinds of things. And God said, go after media, like go after creating conversations for what I'm doing in marketplace, exploring the marketplace, you know, create conversations for what I'm doing in entertainment. I've done interviews of literally hundreds of people in the entertainment space for different networks, whether it be TBN or, you know, CBN, or whether it be our own platform or radio shows and things that we've done. And when God said to go after those spaces, I didn't even understand how to get involved with those things. All I knew is I had the dream of God inside of me and I wanted to create conversations for Christians in those spaces. And I knew that it had to come through media. I didn't know what it was going to how it was going to happen. And that was a beautiful part of it, is that many of us, God's leading you in ways that you could have never gotten to the destination you're about to get to if you hadn't let God be the one to birth it inside of you, or to be able to be the one who impregnates the dream. And I know that's graphic language, but it's important language to know that God, because God used it with Mary and it was very literal. He put his child inside of her, his nature inside of her. And one third of the Godhead came down and became flesh. And God's putting part of himself inside of you all the time so that you could become more like Jesus, so that you could actually manifest the glory of God on the earth. And I think some of us get confused because we let that be a metaphor or a parable versus a very literal process in our life where God wants to birth something through us. You know, our life is supposed to be a birthing ground for the promises and the purposes of God. And as we celebrate Christmas season, I just feel like the Lord's highlighting right now this powerful truth that Jesus was born in the humblest of circumstances, but he was born that way because he was going to bring salvation to the world in a way that no one would ever anticipate or expect it to come, because he wanted to bring the fruit of the Spirit and he wanted to bring love as the focus. And this is a season where God's going to bring something profound in your life. And maybe it's going to be through the humblest of circumstances. Maybe he's even humbled some of the things that you were really successful in, so that when he builds it this way, it will be obvious not only to the world that it was God, but you will feel like, how in the world did God do this? He's so good. Like, he only God could have done this. And I know, for me personally, like when he was reducing some of the things that I was doing that are great things and I could have had still great success in, if I go back into him, I could have great success in him, but it wasn't what he was doing anymore. So when he was reducing it and actually calling me out of it, it was weird. It felt weird. I was like going, God, I know you're calling me to this new thing, but I don't even know what that looks like. And you're calling me out of this and I don't even know how to get disengaged from this. And God had to lead me in the process and I had to keep my ear to his heart and his chest. And thank God I have an incredible wife too, who is completely partnered in the process and really submitted the process to hear the Holy Spirit with me for our lives. And it was amazing. But I love Isaiah 9:6. It says, for unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. And I think of Jesus' birth, it wasn't just an event. It was the fulfillment of a promise that changed the course of history. And some of you are going to have not just an event of birthing something in your lifetime for God through your career or through your relationships or through a ministry or whatever it is, but it's going to change the course of history. And I think it's so profound when you can think of it that way, that it's not just that, wow, I'm going to do something for God and he's giving me a passion for it, but it's like my DNA, my heart, my spirit is so hungry for this. That it says, blessed are those who are hungry for they will be filled. You know, blessed are you. I feel like some of you are like, I'm so hungry, God, for to do what you've called me to do, to have the resources you call me to have, to do what I'm called to do in life, to have the relationships that I need. And that place of passion, when there's a desperation in it, I think clears the way for really clear decision-making. And it helps you to have very focused time and intentional time with God, so that your life is aimed the right way and all the fluff's gone and all the frivolous is gone and all the extra is gone. And sometimes God reduces you down to just want what you're supposed to want and care about what you're supposed to care about and not have the excess. And I think it's an important process we go through of a reducing and of sometimes a stripping away and a fresh surrender. We don't just surrender one time our life to God, but we surrender it over and over in seasons, so we can say, God, even now, you're worthy of my life, and I give everything to you again. And I think it's an important process. Well, before we go further, and I have more to talk about in this, I'm going to tell you that we have this month only, we have our Prophetic Mastermind, which is my monthly meeting where I meet with people from around the world, and I train you in the prophetic in a group on Zoom, and you get to ask your questions, you get prayer from me, I share stories, I share teachings on some of the subjects that aren't always covered in just the normal one-on-one prophetic classes. Like, we talk about what to do with hard words, what to do when you feel something is not working in your life and you feel like the enemy is opposing you with warfare, and how do you hear God in the midst of that? What do you do with the silent seasons? What do you do when you have something to deliver that's on a big way that's outside of a normal context for you? Maybe it's to an industry, or maybe it's to a specific person that you don't have access to. What do you do in those moments to trust God? And so it's really a profound course, and it's only $225 for a limited time, and then it goes back up to its full price of, I believe, $499. So I want to encourage you to embrace this now. Go on the journey with me. I want to mentor you through this mastermind group. Also, if you enroll into our spiritual growth mentoring platform right now, for those of you who want to do that, it's a monthly fee, but you get all of our classes. We have 12 classes a year for 4 weeks each, plus you get my mastermind. So you can just enroll into Spiritual Growth Academy, get all of our classes, and still get our mastermind. But this is the lowest price it will be all year. So don't look again at another time. Don't say, I'll wait till January. This is the only time you're going to get this price, because we want to be able to plan our whole future of the next year out with all the teachers. We have the next 6 to 8 months completely locked in, but we have a few months where we're looking for, we need certain finances and resources to make certain things happen. And so we're doing a sale now to know who's going to be with us for the next year so that we can really go on this journey. So join us now by going to bowlsministries.com. You can click on spiritual growth, and that will help you to get involved with this right now. It's half off. Again, classes like Breaking Curses, Words of Knowledge, Secrets of Unanswered Prayer, and so many more classes. It's going to help you so much to grow. So invest in yourself into 2025. Invest in your spiritual growth. It's the best time right in January. Instead of just joining a gym, which is also good, join a spiritual growth platform like ours, where you can be mentored by peers and by friends and by people you meet. You're not going to regret it. We have incredible, incredible resources for you and incredible community to join that. Okay, so let's go back into the word. So in this moment, I really believe the Lord was saying to me, like when I was praying for you, that he's birthing new things, that you're going to carry the weight of his promises in those things for a generation, not just for one purpose, but you're going to be carrying, like some of you are getting, you know, you thought you were going to do a cause and you just want to give some money towards the cause, but the Lord's saying that actually that money is tying you to the purpose, and you're going to actually do activism, or you're going to actually do a ministry towards that purpose. And some of you are just making a small effort, like I'm just starting one store, and God's saying, no, I'm going to do a franchise for you. And there's so many things that God's doing where you're just taking the bite-sized piece, the baby step. And then God saying, that was the entrance I needed to birth the whole thing. And I want to encourage you that in this season, God's going to birth his hope and his light and his restoration of the world around you. So he has to birth that for you first. He has to bring that to you first. He wants to bring his light and his hope and his restoration to you. So when you come to the season, you have the energy to do all the things you're called to do. So some of you are going through a season of healing, emotional healing, stabilizing, re-anchoring in different relationships, reconnection in stronger ways, getting planted into a local church, these kinds of things. Some of you are going through this going, wow, this is wild. Like God's given a desire to connect to these people or to be in this church or to re-anchor myself in this way and make really powerful decisions, because those are going to set you up for success as God birth some things next year that you're going to need those relationships. You're going to need that emotional health. You're going to need that stability, that support, and other people, you need you to be that support for them as well. Some of you are sensing those new opportunities, and they're stirring in your hearts. Their visions and their businesses and their ministries and their creative projects, and there are even ways to impact your family and community. And others, you might feel that God's moving you in areas of maybe healing and relationships and personal growth. Maybe that's like one of the main focuses. But just as Mary and Joseph were entrusted with this miraculous, wonderful person of Jesus, you're being entrusted with something holy, something that, though it may seem small and even fragile right now, with growth, it's going to bring so much change. And I think of that song, and maybe some of you need to hear that song in your hearts. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would someday, you know, like just that song of like, Mary, did you know what you were really carrying inside of you? Some of you need to think of that for yourself. Put your name there. Sean, did you know? You know, put your name in there and say, do you know what you're carrying? You're carrying so much. God's put so much inside of you. And if you could just believe in what he's carrying inside of you, and if you could just treasure and ponder like Mary did what he's put inside of you, it will make the time between now and when it's actually birthed worth it. because you'll just so be in love with Jesus and what he's going to do in your life. Jesus was born in a world that was so dark and so uncertain, and some of you are in a dark, uncertain place. But thank God you're pregnant with the purpose of God, because in the midst of the dark and certain place, beautiful light is going to be born in through you. God's brought his life and his eternal hope through Jesus. And the same way, God's birthing hope. And some of you, man, I know it's challenging circumstances. I've heard y'all on our chat, you know, on YouTube, on a lot of the comments. There's been a lot of hardship over the last couple of years for many of you. And when I did the Dark Night of the Soul, where it's, I mean, close to 1,000 comments on that in the different platforms. So many of you are responding, going, oh my gosh, this is my word right now. So there's been hard processes that many of you have been in, but it's unto something. Thank God you're not just suffering. You're suffering unto something, suffering unto God being able to do something in your life that's not only just for you, not only just for your family, but it's for the world around you. And I'm telling you, stay persevering, because you're going to finish this race. And when you do, you're going to enter into something where you birth something on this earth through your life. And just as Jesus's birth was a gift for all humanity, your dreams, your purposes from God are going to be such a blessing to the people God's called you to. You are a blessing. You really are. And who you are and what you're carrying inside of you is a blessing. And we need that blessing. We need you to live and not die. We need you. And when I say it, some of you are sick and you're going, I don't know if I'm going to even be able to survive to be able to do what I'm called to. Just, we need your life. So I pray, God, you bring healing to people right now. I pray that, God, that you would touch lives right now in such a deep way that we'd have the endurance to persevere. Give us the enduring perseverance like we've never had before. Some of you need to have that just prophetic quickening that what's inside of you is so precious. And God, I pray that you would help remind us, give new prophetic words, fresh dreams, fresh vision about what is inside of us, what we're carrying, and how precious it is. It's not just a duty. It's not just we have a series of things to do for God, but you're giving us part of yourself to carry on this earth, part of your nature. It's going to bring so many people to know you in a deeper way. God, help us to remember that. Help us to remember that it's beyond what we can imagine. It's beyond what we can hope for, God, that what you're going to bring through us is going to be so profound. And don't despise the humble beginnings. Don't despise the manger of how this thing's being born. Sometimes that validates it even more. If you're in a manger season where it's like, I can't even find room to rest in my heart in these promises and purposes, man, don't despise the days where it feels like it's small. Don't despise the days where the Holy Spirit has to bring the life into it, or else it won't happen, because that's when you know it's true. So this Christmas, as we celebrate the birth of Jesus, man, thank you, Jesus, for being born. Let's also lean into what he's birthing in this season. You got to take some time to pray. You got to ask him what he's placing in your spirit, in your spiritual womb, and to steward it with so much faith and expectation. It's not just a season of giving or receiving gifts, but it's a season of releasing what God has conceived in you to bless the world around you. And let's close. I'm going to close with this, that for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. And in the same way, unto the world, you are being sent as carriers of God's promise, bringing hope, salvation, and transformation to those around you. Man, Lord, I pray that that would be real to us right now. I pray that it would be so real in our spirit. And if it hasn't been, if we need a refresher, refresh us right now in our spirit. God, thank you so much for all that you're doing. Well, Merry Christmas. I'm going to encourage you that this is a season of miracles, and it's supposed to be a season for you to believe for the miraculous for your own life. So I pray that you will do just that. Well, we're believing for miracles for Bowls Ministries. And I'm going to encourage you, if you've given a donation over this month of December, we had a matching donor that is giving up to $100,000 of matching donation. So anything you give right now doubles. So some people have given $100, it's turned into $200. Someone gave $7.77. Thank you for that, because that doubles. All the amounts have doubled. We've had people give $2,000, that doubled to $4,000. We've had $20,000 of gifts. It's above and beyond our normal giving this month. That equals $40,000 for our ministry. Our ministry has a small budget, and we do a lot with a small budget, and we need your help, because we have a lot of vision for 2025. We have a lot of areas of growth, a lot of opportunities for that growth, but we need the finances and resources to get there. So anything you give from now until December 31st will be doubled up to $80,000 more. So I'm going to encourage you, if you love what we're building and you love our prophetic messages, or I have the Sean Bowles show, the commentary show, or we have Exploring the Marketplace podcast, and all the stuff that we do with our online spiritual growth community, please consider giving a gift or sewing in or making a donation or even becoming a partner with us, where your monthly reoccurring gifts help to make God's dream of this ministry come true and tie you to the fruit of it. Thank you so much for watching today, and have a Merry Christmas. Thank you for listening to Exploring the Prophetic. If you want to learn more about hearing God's voice, come over to my website, www.seanbowles.com. That's S-H-A-W-N-B-O-L-Z. I have many resources for you there, like some on hearing God, like my best-selling book, Translating God. I have prayer books on breakthrough and provision to help you to have more language to talk to God. And we even have a devotional on this series called Exploring the Prophetic. I also want to invite you to spiritually grow by joining our online thriving mentoring community, where we have 12 four-week live classes a year on subjects that will shape your relationship with God. Themes like hearing God's voice, dream interpretation, deliverance, and so many other spiritual themes from expert teachers. And I personally get to train you in my Prophetic Monthly Mastermind live group if you join. Plus, when you join, we have an amazing online community with a spiritual growth pastor who will lead you in weekly groups to practice what you're learning. Go to BowlesMinistries.com or SeanBowles.com and click on Mentoring Community. See you next time on Exploring the Prophetic.